Well, we'll have the usual hot dogs, hamburgers, brats. We'll do the pulled pork again. That went pretty well last year.
That's what I hear. Exactly.
Steamed corn. We're working on some French fries instead of chips this year for a little bit different. We're trying to mix it up every year and get something new. So we'll see how that goes.
But it's all kind of the idea is just to keep people kind of fed while they're at the event, which has a bigger meaning, which is to kind of get folks out to check out the Lions Field area and also find out more about what's happening in the township.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to get the people involved again and bring back the community effort. Every year it seems to grow every year, and this year it gets even better. They've added a beer tent this year, which is kind of nice. So we also added a live band. The reveal will be playing till 10 o'clock at night for dancing, which will be really great. So we're going to run our food until we run out, I guess.
Well, I'm looking at the weather forecast details, and they're talking sunny and 83 now, at least, for tomorrow. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for better. Summer's finally here, and you got that going on. But there's a softball tournament and everything going on as well, right?
Right. Softball, I think, starts at 9 o'clock. In fact, our fire department team is going to be out there representing us. I don't know how good they're going to do, but
9:45 is the first game
they'll be playing. But I think the softball starts at 9. We got the bounce house and an 18-foot slide for the kids this year. Mm-hmm. And our concessions, the Country Showdown,
yep,
starts at 2 o'clock, and then from 2 to 10 will be the beer tent, and then Sunny 102 will be heavy music from 4 on, and as well as the live band will be playing. So I think it'll be a great time.
You know what's kind of funny about this is you know, the township's been in the news of late with all of the development and everything like that they're talking about coming in here with the various projects and things we're seeing with the construction along the highway corridor and everything. But this is really kind of a great opportunity for people to come out and find out just more about what's happening in the township.
Oh, yeah. It's excellent. In fact, again, we've said it's not just for township people.
Right.
For anybody that wants to come in, it's just a big event to show that Market Township is a great place to live.
It's busy. It's happening. There's all kinds of things going on. Chef Jeff Sims with us this morning also. And just making sure that you got everybody lined up to help you and everything like that. Or are you scrambling all by yourself?
Well, let's call it out.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out at 7:30 tomorrow morning. I'm scrambling by myself.
Call them on the carpet and, you know.
Yeah, I think we're good. We got plenty of helpers. We always do. That was the nice thing the last couple of years. We've had lots of hands, so that's why we were able to form a softball team, if that's what you can call it this year. We're going to go out there and give it a shot. But
I like that. That's good spirit. But that's the whole thing about it. The day is actually set up to be a fun day. This is the Sunny Morning Show with Walt and Mike. Walt Lindela in the studio with Dan Pompo and Jeff Sims, a couple of the captains with the Marquette Township Fire Department, and in charge tomorrow of the food and the concessions at Community Day at Lions Field in Marquette Township. But, you know, we're talking about these developments, guys, here in the township and everything. You've got a new facility now for the township as well, which is probably quite a bit of an adventure to get moved in and do all of that, but a great upgrade for the department and for the township.
Oh, yeah, it was excellent. We officially moved in about midnight on Wednesday night. I think that was the second day of hauling stuff over there. like I was saying before, it's amazing the stuff we've accumulated in 30-plus years. But we are officially in there. It's a beautiful facility. In September, it's going to be an open house to the public. Mm-hmm. And I think I'd love to have everybody come by and see it, as well as a new township hall, too.
Right.
But this is our firehouse is so much nicer than what we had. That's
definitely well, you know, one of the things is, and I think that a lot of times people don't even think about it, is that when you've got this development that we're talking about all these new businesses and residential areas and all of that, that falls under your purview. You got to be on top of that to protect it as a fire department. So it makes sense that you would upgrade, because as the township grows, you're probably going to get more equipment, maybe another truck, whatever it may be.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we need the more room for the more equipment. The nice thing about our location now is we're more centered, where we'd be able to head right out to the highway, mm-hmm, or straight out to Wright Street to, you know, cover area on 550. So we're in a better location now to get to these areas a little bit faster.
Mm-hmm. Like we've been looking at this since 1992. We actually started looking at, because we were actually outgrowing our old one back in 92, so it took us a while, but we're very happy with what we have.
Well, the thing that's good about it is that's why things like tomorrow are happening, that there will be entertainment and all of this stuff going on with tomorrow's Community Day, and it's open to everybody. Anybody that's listening to us this morning can hear our voices. Come on down to Marquette Township to Lions Field, and let's just kind of run it down a little bit more, Dan. What time are things starting there, and what are a few things on the menu?
Well, 9 a.m. we are starting our softball. That's basically that's a fundraiser for more field improvements to the field, although the field is looking great right now. 11 o'clock, we're going to have some fire trucks down there, I believe. We'll start serving food at 11 o'clock. The kids' bounce house and slide starts at 11 o'clock. 2 o'clock is a great Texas Country Showdown. And then the beer tent will be open from 2 o'clock till close. And then music starts at 4 o'clock. We're kind of hoping maybe we can get some people to come in and jam. So, Walt, if you got nothing to
do. Well, we'll see. You know, it's been put in my ear, I have to say that. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, you got great weather coming up tomorrow for it. And you guys are preparing a few things. Chef Jeff, what's on the menu?
Well, we'll do the hot dogs, hamburgers. We'll be steaming the corn again. The pulled pork sandwiches went well last year, so we'll be doing that again. And we're working on a couple other things. We'll see what we come up with between now and tomorrow morning, I guess.
Well, that's good to do, and good to come and check it out.
We really want to invite everybody to come down and have a great time. It's just going to be it gets better and better every year, and we're just looking forward to a really perfect day for it and a lot of fun.